very often when I started designing signs and said, well, letters are such and such, such and such, then draftsmen in head office, they call me, look, Sasha, this sign is 12 feet wide. Inside the office, they showed me, look, those windows, they are larger than those huge windows. And they were really telling me that I went overboard, that it is too high. What they did, they judged huge sign from 5 to 10 meters distance, while sign was going to perform and work on distance 80 to 150 meters or 200 meters. So finally I got sick of telling them that that is correct. So one day I took head office draftsman. I said, okay, let's go for drive tomorrow. He expected that I'll drive. I said, no, 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 you'll drive. And I told him which way we are going to go and asked him to keep the speed as all other cars around him. He did, and he here and there tried to slow down to read some signs. And I said, no, keep going as all others. Number of times he couldn't read signs in time. When we came back, I never heard any argument about signs being too large.
One of the early jobs that I was given in the traffic section was to try and implement a system of advisory speed signs. We read about this in overseas literature, that you could do such things, and they were reputed to make people adjust their speeds going around curves and reduce accidents, so we felt we had to do something about this.
They used a typical car of the period, fitted with a special instrument panel, which contained two ball bank indicators, a gyro compass, a calibrated speedometer, a curve counter, a photograph counter, and an odometer. Now, all of those were placed on this instrument panel, and there was a 35mm automatic single-shot camera mounted behind the front seat of the car, so that had a view through the windscreen, and the camera was operated by an operator in the front seat.